I tell you, a question has occurred to me about the different people living in Egypt at the time, and the people involved in the temples and those outside in the street. Were they completely different animals?
Completely different. So the people you term in the temples were not people, as you would use the descriptive term of a person. Because we were discussing before the nature of energy and the conduits and the way in which an experiment is being carried out. And so, if you like, with modern scientific thinking, they would describe experiments as being composed of variables which are manipulated or observed or controlled for. If you like, we'll use the word experiment, but experience, as we discussed before, is perhaps a better description. It's the human experience at varying levels. Some were awake, some are completely asleep, some are waking up. Some, if you like, to put it into a modern day idiom, are automatons. And it is quite striking to people who are interested in energy work and that they get a growing awareness, and so their thinking and their mind starts to expand, for them to bump into people who are automatons. And if you ask them, do you think this, do you think that, they say, I have no opinion about it. It doesn't seem to resonate with me at all. I don't have a clue. And rapidly move on in the conversation to a very practical topic. You had the self same experimental conditions, if you like, going on in Egypt at that time, as you have the self same experimental conditions going on in the year as we record 2005. Egypt was much more focused and much more structured, and the awareness and recognition of the movement and the channeling of energy was a part of the everyday experience of somebody in the street. They would actually look across and they would see the entrance to a huge temple. They would immediately know that only at certain times could they ever walk through into that temple, and that at other times they wouldn't even approach the steps of the temple. I find it lacking in today's Western world that there is any recognition of that. The only place that we would think of such an occasion would be at Buckingham Palace, and of course the gods and goddesses of royalty. Very interesting also to note that many of the scepters and the orbs, we discussed the other day the nature of churches, which are modern day temples, which sadly we hear very few people visit now, except at times of need. And even in those times of need, they only have a very brief experience. They have no depth of experience on the whole. And that royalty was one way of moving Egyptian temple energy forwards. And so the scepter and the orb of this current queen are actually symbolic representations directly brought from Egypt. So, if you like, in Egypt, you had a much more structured, stable society where energy was moved to a massive degree in comparison with today's society, where it's very, very weak and diffuse. But of course, that is changing. And I think part of, I understand, our interview is you're inquiring to see when this process of change initiated itself, how this process of change is being undertaken. And I'm sure everybody would love to know what the outcome of this change is going to be.